But there's one more methodological puzzle piece that I want to explore. The G.I. Beast article also touched on this technique called necessary condition analysis.
NCA.
NCA. Intriguing. Tell me more. What's that all about? So NCA stands for necessary condition analysis. It sounds kind of like a detective's tool. What mystery does it help solve?
You could say that NCA actually helps researchers identify those must-have factors for a specific outcome. You know, it's about figuring out which conditions are absolutely essential, those non-negotiables, without which success is just not possible.
Okay, so it's not just about things that contribute to success, but things that are absolutely required for
Exactly.
success.
Exactly. Think about it like baking a cake. You need flour, eggs, sugar. Those are non-negotiable ingredients, you know? Without them, you're not making a cake, no matter how fancy your frosting is.
So NCA helps us pinpoint those essential ingredients for success in international business.
Precisely. And that's where it gets really interesting. Let's go back to our example of cross-border mergers. Traditional research might show that, you know, financial synergy, cultural compatibility, and effective integration processes all play a role in successful mergers.
Right, we kind of intuitively understand that those things are important.
But NCA digs deeper. It helps determine which of those factors are truly essential. So you might find that even with great financials and a smooth integration process, the merger will fail if there's this fundamental lack of cultural compatibility.
So cultural compatibility becomes the make or break factor.
Exactly. The essential ingredient that you just can't do without.
Right, like you can't substitute it with anything else.
Exactly. You
Got it.
need that.
It's like building a skyscraper. You can have the best architects and the best construction materials, but if the foundation is shaky, the whole thing is at risk.
So NCA helps identify those foundational elements.
Yeah, the must-haves for success.
Okay, but how does NCA actually work in practice? Is it like a completely different type of statistical analysis?
It's more about using a different lens to actually view the
Yeah.
data. Traditional methods often assume that, different factors contribute to an outcome in like an additive way.
Okay.
You know, like more of one factor can compensate for less of another.
So like adding more sugar to the cake batter can make up for using fewer eggs?
Precisely.
But NCI operates on a different principle. It looks for factors that are necessary, meaning their absence can't be compensated for, no matter how strong those other factors are.
So it's about identifying those bottlenecks, the critical points that can make or break the whole process.
You got it. And that's incredibly valuable for decision-making in international business because NCA can really help companies focus their efforts on those truly essential factors, the ones that they absolutely can't ignore.
Wow. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive into like the methodology of international business research. We've covered so much ground from, choosing the right measures to navigating the world of big data to understanding causality and now identifying those critical success factors with NCA.
And what's so exciting is that these methodological advancements aren't just for academics. They really have the power to improve how we understand and operate in this globalized world.
I feel like I have a whole new toolkit for evaluating research and making better decisions in my own work.
That's fantastic to hear. And for all of you fellow knowledge seekers out there, remember that research is an ongoing journey. You know, stay curious, stay engaged, and never stop questioning. The more we understand about how the global economy works, the better equipped we'll be to actually navigate its complexities and hopefully create a more prosperous and interconnected world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into international business research.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring.